Well, imagine a massive cavernous building with offices, a huge open space with a cement floor, high ceiling, and rolling garage doors in a semi-industrial area of McGill Road in Kamloops. Used to be a ginseng production facility, actually. Well, then try to picture little kids running around all over, a green space, and elders drinking tea in a sharing circle. That's the vision for a new ECE learning community, believed to be the first of its kind in the country. Thompson Rivers University is planning to combine its early childhood education program with a research center and nonprofit daycare, just up the road from its current location on campus. Architects and visionaries are still working together on the plan, so you'll need to kind of use your imagination on this one.
So come on into the...
Woo! This is huge.
Here, Shelley.
Wow.
Yeah. This is by no means small, is it? This is as big as our commitment, and that's enormous. So Shelley, if you look across here to the north wall of this facility, you'll see some of those enormous roller doors that give you access to the outside. Now, this is going to be crucial to how we make the philosophy of early childhood education present in the building itself. So this flow in and out between indoors and outdoors, that we have inside learning spaces and learning from the land, that we have concrete floor rooms and we have green rooms, is integral to the redesign and the rebuild that's happening here. This is a unique experience that's very hard not to get goosebumps over, that we have this chance to take such an extraordinary facility and craft it into something that will be of such good service to our community, to our children, and we hope to Canada.
How many little people's feet will be running around here?
So we know that the Caribou Child Care Centre is able to increase its numbers because of this initiative. And we're looking at 111 places being available now in the centre. Good morning. My name is Irene. I'm the Dean of the Faculty of Education and Social Work at Thompson Rivers University. Yeah, it is. It's an industrial space, but it's going to be filled with the industry of little ones' voices and creativity, we hope, in a few months' time. But you can imagine that we're going to have a building that will be filled with early childhood care, with the students learning to be teachers, our researchers, and we're going to have a unique mix that's going to help our children within this area to have the very best start for life.
My name is Laura Doan. I'm an associate professor in the School of Education at TRU, and I'm also the coordinator of the Early Childhood Education Diploma Program. One of the things that I see in my classes, and I have for many years, I've been here for 20 years now, is I have dedicated, passionate students who come into the field often despite what family members or friends might say. Family members and friends who love them dearly but might look around and sort of say, why would you do that? Why would you go into that field? You know, it's not particularly valued, that the wage is not necessarily sustainable. And it amazes me that really what I see is we've got a group of ECE students that come in who are already showing resilience, because they've come into our ECE diploma program despite some of the concerns from family and friends. I guess where I want to see some change, and I want to see a lot of change, but one area I want to see change is the valuing of early childhood educators, the recognition of the fact that they have post-secondary credentials, they are certified through the ECE registry, and I want to see them receive not just the respect that other professions receive, but also the remuneration or the appropriate wage that allows passionate, dedicated early childhood educators who love what they do to be able to stay in the field without having to take a second job or without having to rely on a partner for financial assistance.
Well, Shelley, as you come into the foyer here, you can imagine that there'll be an open space where our early childhood teachers, both those who are training to be teachers and those who are in the community already, they'll be sitting around here talking with each other. And we know from the research and ourselves that informal mentoring is just so important for building professional identity, the buzz. And I, you know, I see that this space will be a very good hub, a home for early childhood educators. On our right will be the Elders Room. We're very grateful to Kamloops to Shkwepem for their advice in setting up this space. Again, it'll be quite unique. And alongside it will be our language nest. And we've learned from looking at international Indigenous studies and practices that if we can help our children in early years to have strong language, culture and identity backgrounds, then that will hold them in good stead as they move forward. So the advice from Kamloops to Shkwepem will convert what looks like a wall of wood right now into a very vibrant language nest for our little ones growing up. Yeah. We're going to have in here some purpose-built rooms which will have the top-level technology so that our university is very strongly committed to learning empowered by technology.
So what was this building before? Do you have any idea? Anybody?
This was a ginseng company, that was using the building. TRU was using the second floor. A few different purposes.
Yeah, it's amazing to be part of TRU's 30-year campus development plan, and this is integral to it, just opening up this side of the campus, and so there's been forward thinking and forward investment about that. We're actually on TRU campus in that we have purchased this building, so at the executive level we've been doing some forward thinking, and it's like land banking and building banking, that's what's been going on. So now that we've purchased it, we have this little space. Isn't this much more than you thought it would be? This is incredible, just incredible that this space is the heart of what will be renovated. We've been working for several months with architects to redesign this so that on our left here in this large space that you can see here, Shelley, and you can hear my voice echoing in this space, this will be where our Caribou Childcare Centre will be located, and they'll have two levels in here. Amazing what's being planned. And then on our right here will be the complex for the teacher education of our early years teachers, pre-service and in-service. There'll be our teaching rooms and our office spaces, so that it's really a learning community that's being built in this complex. We do see it like intentionally as the centre. And we do see that it's absolutely right that there should be this centre in this place, something of the middle earth of early years learning, research and teaching. We believe that this combination, this network that's going to be brought together in this community is unique for Canada. This is incredible. Just incredible.
Irene is the Dean of Education and Social Work at TRU, and Laura Doan is an Associate Professor and Coordinator of the Early Childhood Education Diploma Program. The estimated cost of the new building on McGill is $7.2 million, opening scheduled for April 2022. Take a look on our Facebook page and you can see pictures of that cavernous building that will one day soon be filled with children running all over the place. This is Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. You're listening to us this morning in Logan Lake at 92.9 FM. Here in Kamloops, we're at 94.1 on the dial, or find us on your CBC app. You can listen from absolutely anywhere. Yeah, sad news for Jeopardy fans. Yesterday, the longtime host and famous Canadian, Alex Trebek, passed away after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Kamloops' Mike Garrett had a chance to meet Trebek back in 2012. He was actually a contestant on the show, and we've reached him by phone this morning. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning.
But were you surprised when you heard of Alex Trebek's passing?